No.
Just kidding.
I'm going to give her this so she has an agenda I'm not supposed to. We can start anytime because I think that's all of us.
So Roger's not...
He's hoping he'll make it back in time, but he's still not back to wait on yet.
So what do we need to do to get started here? Call the meeting to order. We need to push the buttons.
You push I've all got the buttons pushed, so we're good. You can start the meeting.
All right. So, well, we'll call this meeting to order of Wayne County Water Conservancy District of... June 11th, 1 p.m. In the year of 2025. And we'll try to follow the agenda set forth to begin with. And we appreciate everyone's service. And as time goes on, more and more we appreciate it. It's quite a challenge to break away from busy life and serve, you know, people, and sometimes it gets demanding, and but appreciate all of you and your willingness to be here. First thing, I guess we need to read the minutes from last. Would you like to read those to us?
Sure, you want me to read
them? Last meeting, and then we'll approve those.
Okay, so attending was John Jackson, Roger Bryan, David Brinkerhoff, Val Reese, Rhett Jeffrey, Greg Pullman, Stan Wood, Philip Pace, and attorney John Schultz, and myself. The minutes from 12:05 were read into the record. Board member Stanwood made a motion to approve the minutes. Greg seconded the motion. The vote was called and the motion passed. There was a closed session. Motion was made to move into the closed session by Roger Bryan. Stanwood seconded the motion. The vote was called and the motion passed by all attending board members. And then motion to proceed with closed session discussions. Board member Roger Bryan made a motion to proceed with the actions discussed in the closed session. Board member Stan Wood seconded the motion. The vote was called and motion passed. Tickaboo Water Lease. Attorney John Schultz will work on drafting a lease for Tickaboo Water. Blue Valley Water Lease. A new lease will be created for 10 acre feet transferring from Kelly Taylor's current lease to Blake Kirkpatrick. Kelly Taylor quick claim deed was discussed with an explanation that leased water cannot be transferred through this method. It must be transferred through independent leases through the Wayne County Water Conservancy District. Rhett Jeffrey made a motion to amend Kelly Taylor's lease to 125 acre feet with the remaining 75 acre feet to be separated and leased individually as they come before the board. Philip Hayes seconded the motion. The vote was called and the motion passed. Board member information, conflict of interest forms were signed by all present members. Budget overview, a printed copy of the budget expenditures and deposits is included in each board member's binder for review, discussion and motion. A discussion was held regarding the water lease price per acre foot. Val Reese made a motion to amend the water right lease amount to $50 per acre foot annually for all new leases moving forward. David Brinkerhoff seconded the motion. The vote was called and the motion passed. And then Roger makes a motion to adjourn the meeting. Greg Coleman seconds. The vote was called and the motion passed.
I'll open the floor a little bit for discussion on the minutes. Did you notice anything that needed correction or had questions about? Everything went according to what she said. Okay, then we'll have a motion to accept the minutes.
I'll make the motion.
Second. A motion by Stan to accept the minutes as read.
Second.
And a second by David Brinkerhoff. So all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, motion carries. Okay, the first thing we'll do is we'll start with the Kirkpatrick lease that was supposed to be done. And did you get any more word on it?
Not a word.
Mm-mm. Because I talked to the attorney last time I was here.
Mm-hmm.
And he was going to get it done. I thought he said he had it done and needed to get it down here. And I told him to send it to you.
Mm-hmm. I'll reach back out to him. I didn't get a response, or maybe he didn't reply. I'll reach back out and see. I didn't know if it was, you know, combined with some other
does
leases.
Does he have your email?
Yeah, he has my email.
It's just
servicing.
Yeah, he has my email.
So he's got all your information. Well, I'll be back in touch with him.
Okay.
And I'll remind him again, because there's still... Did you hear anything on the Tickaboo water lease, which was discussed, to bring you up to date? I got him the information of the responsible party in Tickaboo, which was Jones in the Mill. What was his name? Anyway, got him that information, and they made that connection and agreements directly that way. Because they, what was his name, Chuck? Come in here.
Was Jones in the Mill?
Yeah.
Oh, Ryan Jolly. Ryan Jolly.
Yeah, Ryan. So I got him in touch with Ryan, and Ryan is, and Jones in the Mill was handling the getting that straightened out at Tickaboo. Tickaboo wanted more water, of course, but we didn't feel like we could justify it on speculation, because they already had, we had already leased them more water than what they was currently using to allow for some growth. So that's kind of the way that went. I think it was 200 acre feet. So that one has been taken care of directly with that responsible party.
Should we be getting a lease on that too, so we have it for the record?
We should. He should be completing a lease, and that's another one I'll ask him about.
Okay.
And maybe I better make myself a few notes. But these guys' water, all I know from talking to him is I understood then that he had it done and needed to get it down here.
Yeah, and I have not seen it yet.
And so I'll follow up on that, guys. I don't know what else to say. Is there something else we could do for you that...
Nope, I'm just a squeaky wheel, just, trying to get it done as soon as we can, so...
But we'll follow through on that, and I appreciate that, because I need the reminders for sure.
Awesome, and the only thing I can think of that I guess I would be concerned about is I did send Jaquel the information just to put it under my family LLC instead of under my name, so that when we go to the state of Utah for the change application, we can submit it under that.
Can we do this? Can we have him, you just contact the lawyer and find out where it's at, negotiate through it, and make what changes you need? Can we do that, guys?
I thought that's what the lawyer said when he was here. I'll contact you and we'll work that out, is what I thought he said.
I did get his contact info, but I think he changed law firms after that or something.
That's what I'm wondering too, if he has the same email, because I haven't heard from him. But yeah, he's changed law firms, I believe.
He has. I thought he was gonna do that. Bills from the new one.
Yeah. That's kind of so maybe if we, maybe I'll get his phone number, and then I can get you his phone number.
Okay.
And then I'll make sure I have the correct email.
Yeah, I'd be fine with following up with him too.
Yeah. Okay. If you could do that, then you could make sure you got it the way you want it.
Okay.
And then maybe then he'll send you a copy and us a copy.
Okay.
I'll get that to you today as soon as we're done with the meeting. I'll get his contact.
So you think that'll work that way, guys? Just being in the middle is not working. I keep calling him, and then I have Roger calling. So, any other questions on the minutes, some of the stuff in the minutes that we need to correct? We've already approved the minutes. So. And we've taken care of what was on the agenda.
We have the board member information, number 3, still.
So, do we need to do anything else on those leases?
Oh, on the leases? I don't believe so. If I can get John's information to Blake, then that'll help.
They've already been approved and all that stuff, so.
Yeah.
So I don't think we need to do anything there. Okay, so, board members, do we need to do something there?
So yes, we need to amend the agenda to put Amanda Brown in as Philip's place as he has resigned, if she's okay with that. She's here. So Felicia did ask me to make sure we amend that, and then we'll make, as long as the vote passes, we'll make that in the next commission meeting official. And then we can swear in at our next meeting. And then we can swear Greg in today too. Felicia's here. So if you want to amend it, I'll see if Felicia will run down.
Okay, I guess we, how do we do that? We just open the floor to entertain a motion to amend the minutes to what you read. To
for Amanda Brown, yeah.
Yeah, put Amanda Brown in there. Any, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Amanda, you can't oppose. Okay, motion carries. All in favor, and we appreciate that, and thank you. Thank you so much. And I guess the next thing on the agenda is, do we have any questions on the budget?
So the budget's behind everyone's minutes.
In looking it over, I don't have any questions about it, but
our one of our CDs did roll over or renew in March. On March 29th, we had decided to let it go ahead and renew. It did renew at the 4.95%. So that's getting some good interest. And then so far up to date on legal expenses, we're at $20,506.80. I did not print, I have it in here, but I didn't see where we're at within our yearly budget, but we're looking okay so far.
Did I forward you another note from
the new attorney's
office?
Yeah.
It was what? It was like $3,000 or something, wasn't it?
Maybe I didn't see that one. Was it from the cone or from the maybe right?
The new one, yeah.
The new one? I didn't see that one yet. Maybe I did.
So it's got Sandy Ranch on here. Did that work out the way we talked about down there with those guys?
This is the guy that affected right here.
Did that kind of work out the way we was talking down to Sandy?
Sandy Creek running down through.
Oh, I don't know whether they ever got it changed or not.
I got this one.
All right.
I thought I forwarded
it. They were talking about that. I just didn't know if that's the way it worked out or not.
Yeah, but I didn't know. I didn't see it on here.
Yes, that one I haven't.
They
that one.
Take the water.
Yeah,
the 15th.
Yes.
I don't know which one.
I have not paid that one yet, but it will be paid after today.
So you did get it?
I paid the $450 the first one, and then not the second one. Yeah.
Well, you didn't come that way.
No, we
didn't.
When we made your last one,
you started
it. Yeah, we can approve it here in the meeting if we want for $3,500. $14.
I don't know how come it was running down through there. It was nice to see.
And Felicia's on her way to have Greg sworn in.
Says balance due of $3,500. So, and I assume that with, they've been negotiating with Green River, and that's where a lot of that comes from.
Okay.
So anyway, we have you guys through your discussion.
Yep.
Good shape. So what did you find out about Sandy? That was on their early water.
We didn't get any water during the winter.
Got that straight?
Well, that's what happened. I got it straight.
I got worried. Says he got enough water to water, I don't know, 30 more acres or something, and he's going to be out. So, he can't. We'd like to send him some more, but if you don't have wet water, you got nothing to send. Do we need to read over the budget? Let's see, if we did, it would be concerning this month, probably, wouldn't it? How far back do we got to go to approve it, to count?
I'm not sure, we've never approved it, but this is the whole, this is where we're at to the year to date without that new, that latest invoice.
So this?
This is from January until.
So this doesn't have any other expenditures on it, just this one I got, huh?
So this has all the expenditures minus that one on your phone?
Yeah.
For the year, yeah.
So you guys look over the budget there. The one we want to add to it for approval is $3,514 to the lawyer. What's their name?
This one goes to Cone Kinghorn. That's the new legal firm that he works for.
Cone and Kinghorn is the attorneys that John Schutz went to work for, and we retained him to work with our stuff even though he changed firms because he was familiar with what we were doing. And so we signed a note to retain him doing our stuff even though he changed firms. But he still has to work back with, I think, with David, the other firm part-time.
So I'll still receive some bills from them most likely as well?
Yeah.
Okay.
So anyway, we got a recent bill and it included doing the leases, talking with Kelly, negotiating with Green River on wherever they're at with that, and total is $3,514. So if we add that on the budget, let's just add that on the budget. Can we approve the budget with that added in?
Mm-hmm.
So we'll ask for a motion to approve the budget as read, count that as read, discussed. Any other questions? I won't take your rights away. So we'll entertain a motion to accept the budget to this point.
I'll make a motion to accept the budget with the added expense to Cone and Kinghorn of $3,000 and pay that bill.
Okay, we got a motion to accept the budget. We have everybody in favor? Second? Do I have a second? Better have that. Al Reese, second. And all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. That motion carries. And I don't know, did you have any other business come up?
No, my main thing was just getting the board members put in so that we could run as a board.
So we can follow through with that.
Mm-hmm. So if you wanted to move into a closed for the discussion items, then you could probably make a motion for that.
Are you okay, guys? With where
yes.
We're at.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, everyone, for your time.
It seems like with John, I get a hold of him a lot easier, like 6 a.m, than any time.
I'm sure he'll appreciate me trying that out.
Yeah, because it seems like, and when he contacts me, it's way early, so.
Okay.
Yeah, my emails are usually 4 a.m.
Just He's as a up. Note, it might help to try early.
Okay.
And I will contact him after this meeting and refresh his memory and push on him a little. And you'll have to get him the information that he'll need if he fires it to you.
Okay.
You're going to have to direct him where to send it. Okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
Is that okay?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Appreciate your patience.
Of course.
Okay, I guess what we do is entertain a motion to move into a closed session that we can discuss amongst the board some things that I think the board needs to be filled in on and understand as we move forward. We're getting really to that point. We should have done it before, but it was a little unsure where some of it was at, but got a little clarification, so. We'll take a
motion. We're going to executive meeting.
Okay, we have a motion by David Brinkerhoff to move into closed session. We have a second?
I'll second it.
Greg Coleman seconds that. So all in favor?
Aye.
Anybody that's not in favor? I guess you don't have to be here. Just kidding. Okay. When we met last, the board was pretty adamant in